this group. Thank you. I thank you. Mr. Chairman, I see that under your guidance, we are achieving quite a feat, because this consideration of the third report of Algeria will conclude somewhat before 6 p.m. In other words, our use of the conference services will have been very efficient, and I welcome that. And I commend you for that, and all participants for expressing their views and interacted with the Algerian delegation with professionalism. So thank you very much, and thanks to the Secretariat. In particular, I would like to thank delegations which have spoken, and in particular for the interest that they have shown with regard to Algeria and the viewpoints expressed on this report of Algeria. This report reflects in its dynamism in a concise manner, to be sure, the satisfactory state, as you have indicated by consensus, the satisfactory realization of the program of the President of the Republic, Mr. Bouteflika, as implemented by the state and society over the period under consideration. I highly appreciate the positive comments made, in particular concerning the Constitution, which has been enriched and amended in February 2016 with all the provisions which it has provided and all the guarantees with which it has strengthened the exercise of freedoms. 2016 was a good year from that point of view, and we are happy about that. But it is our determination to persevere, to do better, and to do more. I would like to reiterate the Algerian state's commitment to continue its efforts to give full effect to all of these rights, individual and collective, in order to be able to make new progress for the benefit of all the people of Algeria. As I indicated earlier, I also reaffirm the availability of Algeria to continue to cooperate with the mechanisms of the Human Rights Council, and we will continue to do so with confidence, with professionalism, and with the conviction that in doing so, we will contribute to consolidating a human patrimony which is broader and more universal. Of course, as the government which is responsible, we are aware of the challenges confronting us in the pursuit of that effort. We are suffering from a decline in export revenues. We are confronted with a component of the Algerian population which is very high, consists to a great extent of young people who are very demanding, who are very ambitious, and who want to move into the future with all of the advantages to be able to make their mark on and to express their needs and aspirations on the future evolution of Algerian society. Of course, we are also concerned with social demand, housing, health, education, transport, and we are also in a difficult regional environment which calls for considerable mobilization of human resources and security services, and which, therefore, play an important part in the concerns of the state. But all of these aspects have been duly taken into account in the Algerian development strategy, and we are moving forward on the right path and many of the comments made are precisely an encouragement for Algeria to continue on this path. We are, of course, aware that we must continue to make efforts in the area of gradual development of our national legislation, in particular in light of the extension of the Constitution and certain organic laws that are already planned, and the National Popular Assembly, which was elected on 4 May, consisting of 36 parties and 20 independents, has a particularly heavy calendar before it. Mr. President, the state and society of Algeria have developed and acquired a genuine human rights culture. And we will protect that culture of human rights because it is vital for the future of our country. The progress that we have made in this area, even on a step-by-step basis, are irreversible. And we can assure you of this. Algeria, as you know, defeated colonialism and terrorism, both manifestations of the absolute negation of human rights. We have defeated colonialism and terrorism, and we can only, therefore, be a citadel of the promotion and protection of all human rights. Thank you for your kind attention, and we will see you again at the fourth report of Algeria, inshallah. Thank you, sir.